Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Welcome everyone. Today's daf is Zevachim Daf Kufches. We start with a continuation of the previous sugya. There's Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, Mechiburi Oilin Ka'oilin Damu, Yermale, Ve'ein Ba'kezayis, Ve'etzem Ashlimo Le'kezayis. So Rabbi Yechon says, Yerchayev, because Chiburi Oilin Ka'oilin. And Reish Lakish says, you're potter, because it's lavka ilan damu. And here the Gemara brings the suffix of Rava, by Reish ben Yoina she'in by kezayis, u'melech mashlima le kezayis. Through the tear of the salt, so now it becomes a kezayis. There's chaga, that's in of every carbon that you need to put salt in it, that Rashi brings. Fashis melech brisa lekecha. So here the melech fills up the shear of the kezayis. So, Rava mi farizakya understood that it should be telling the machalukah should be yechon Reish Lakish. So also the melach is mashlim this year. So the melach is not mashlim this year. So the answer Rashi answered him that there's no raya in both directions. Even if he Rabbi Yochanan that holds that etzem is mashlim this year, that's because it's mina de basar. It's a chelik of the basar, and the din is that when it's mechubar you have to be makdir it. Mechubaram yalu. She'in kein the melach, the salt, is not considered a chelik of the carbon. It's something external to the carbon, doesn't come together with the carbon. That's why it's not a raya, there's no raya from Rabbi Yochanan and Shita that by the etzem, that it's mashim, that also salt is mashim. And the Gemara says that Lefi Reish Lakish is as far to say the opposite. Even though Reish Lakish says that chiburi oilin or lavka oilin damu, that's only by something where an etzem, where the din is that if it falls out, there's no din to be makter it. Even though mechubar and things that are attached, the atzomus v'gidin and the etzem that's attached, so when it's attached, you're makrivit together with the carbon. Once it falls out, there's no longer tend to be makdirit. Hashem kein melach, iparish mitzvah la'asuke. Melach, even once it gets detached from the carbon, there's still a mitzvah to be malit. That's the Gemara says. So Rashi explains, what does that mean that melach, iparish mitzvah la'asuke? Rashi says, melach, iparish mitzvah la'achzor ulemolchay. Kirechsev le'sashbis melach bris. Rashi says that the carbon needs melach, and therefore if the melach fell off of the carbon, of the Reish Ben Yoina, so now you need to put more salt on the carbon. The way Rashi runs the Gemara, the mitzvah la'asuke doesn't mean this melach that I'm being makrev right now, when it falls out, Rashi holds, there's no mitzvah, if it would fall off the carbon, I don't have a mitzvah to go be makrev anymore. Because the whole din of the melach is only together with the carbon. Once the melach falls off, then it has no more as a din haktara. But because the carbon requires melach, if this melach falls off, I'll have to put other melach in. So the carbon requires melach. Therefore, I see that melach is more intrinsic, more necessary to the heft of the carbon. The etzem, if the etzem falls out, I don't have to put this etzem in or another etzem. The etzem is only when it's there, I'm makarv it. But losing the etzem is not intrinsic loss to the carbon. And melach is always necessary to bring the carbon with melach. That's Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. In the Perish HaMiyuchas L'Rach, it's before the Beinu Chananel, as Pshat in our Sugya, different Pshat. Pshat is that Kipshuta, more easy to read in the words of the Gemara, that if the Melach falls off, you have to makriv the Melach itself. That's the Beinu Chananel learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Biskarov and the Chazanish said this Pshat in the Gemara on their own, without having the Beinu Chananel. They asked on Rashi why Rashi did not learn that way. But it's amazing before in the Rach already, the Beinu Chananel, that Melach, once it falls off, then you have to makriv this melach itself. It's sure correct what Rashi said. Rashi says that the carbon requires other melach, but that won't help our sugya that Rabbeinu Chananel holds. The fact that if you makriv other melach doesn't say that this melach has a din haktara. Mar is looking why the melach is more considered more of a muktar than the etzem. And the reason that's given, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, is that the melach, once the melach was put on the carbon, even if the melach falls off now, so you have to be makriv the melech itself. It seems from the Rach, Machlokes here between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel, about the Yisoidin of melech. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that a carbon requires melech, but you're not makriv melech by itself. Only when you're makriv a carbon, or a koimetz, levaina, then you put melech on it. The carbon requires melech, but the Yisoid the melech is an independent mukter. Yisoid the melech itself needs hakrava on the mizbeach. According to Beinu Chananel, just the time that I'm makriv it is together with a carbon and on a carbon. So only once it was put on a carbon, then it gets its din haktara. But now that it's put on the carbon, so now it has an independent din haktara. It needed the carbon to give it its din hakrava. It's the requirement of the melech is because of the carbon. But once it was put on the carbon, now I have to makrav both the carbon itself and the melech. Therefore, the Beinu Chanan holds that even once the melech falls off, I need to be makrav it. It still requires that din haktara. Masha'im kin, Rashi holds not that way. Rashi holds, no, the whole din of the melech is as a chelek of the hakrava of the carbon. It never gets an independent din hakrava. It's, you have to makrav the carbon with its melech. That's its din. So once the melech falls off, so the melech is now, it's paka mitzvah, so it has no more mitzvah. And Mimela, it's that melech has no more din hakrava. You need to put on new melech. So that's where Rashi had to learn the Gemara that the whole din, that the mitzvah lamocha is to put on, is the mitzvah lasuke, is to re-salt the carbon. The carbon always requires salt. But not that the salt that was put on the carbon got an independent din hakrava. And according to the Rabbeinu Chanan, the Pshat in the Gemara is much clearer. The Maila of melech over etzem is much clearer that now once the melech was put on, then it always gets a din hakrava. Rashi is not that way, just the melech itself is boifin klali, is more shach to the carbon, because the carbon always requires melech. It seems to have another place where you see this machlekes, is the Gemara Menachos, Daf Chafala from the Beis. Rashi holds that once melech falls off a carbon, then it no longer has a me'ila. Melech calls on that it's on the carbon, it has a me'ila, it's katshi Hashem, it's a chelik of the carbon. But once it falls off, it no longer has a me'ila. And the Rambam argues, the Rambam holds that even the melech falls off, it still has a me'ila. It seems that the same machlokes in the Rambam there goes in the sheet of the Beinu Chananel. Rashi holds that the whole din of melech is to be a chelik of the carbon. Once it falls off, so you're not makrevit, and therefore it also lost its meila. It's like kachem shemesu. The melech itself has no more din akrava. If you want, you could theoretically put that melech back on to re-salt this same carbon. But the melech, if you don't makrevit, it's no longer lost its din akrava. Sheinkin, the Beinu Chananel and the Rambam hold not that way. The melech once was put on a carbon, that gave it a din akrava. And now it always has a din hakrava. Therefore, the mitzvah to be makter it. The Rabbeinu Chanan says here in the Rambam, there also it has me'ila. And another point in the sugya, the Gemara goes on to explain the machlekas Rabbanan and Rabbi Saglili. Rabbi Saglili said to the Rabbanan, then back to the mission that Rabbanan said that bein a carbon that is shechted b'fnim, bein a carbon that is shechted b'chutz. If you're malav and bachutz, you're chayev, which is called muktere pnim and muktere chutz. You're chayev in both of them. And Rabbi Yisrael Glili argued, Rabbi Yisrael Glili said, and muktere chutz, your pater, ki lo helo elo dover pasul. And then the Rabban in the Mishnah said back to Rabbi Yisrael Glili that every carbon that you shech the bifnim and you're malav and bachutz is also dover pasul. And you could still be chayev on it. In Cain, there's no difference between a carbon that shech the bifnim or a carbon that shech the bachutz. Both of them are pasul and still the Torah is mechayev. So Gemara says that what was it? It's a good tanya to the Rabbanan. What's Rabbi Yosi Aglili's tanya back to the Rabbanan? So Rabbi says, "Malah shoyched b'fnim u'malah b'chutz shehoysel yishas hakosher." Tell me about shoyched b'chutz u'malah b'chutz shehoysel yishas hakosher. The carbon that shechted b'fnim had a shas hakosher. It had an opportunity to be brought b'fnim because it shechted b'fnim. She'in kein carbon that shechted b'chutz and was hukrav and shechted b'chutz and hukrav b'chutz. It never had an opportunity to be brought b'fnim. So it's more mufka from Akravas Pinim. That's how Rebbe explained Shita Shabbi Seglili. The laws of Rebbe Shimon explains in a different way. Mal Sheikhe Bifnimu Male Bachut Shekin Kodesh Mekabloi. Tem Rebbe Sheikhe Bachut Shekin Kodesh Mekabloi. That things are Shechta Bifnim and they're brought up Bachut Kodesh Mekabloi. The things that has in it from Ololo Yerev. And therefore, if you would go and bring it back Bifnim, so it'd still be Miskabal Bifnim. So it's more Sheikhas to Pinim. It still has an opportunity. It's still Kayoy Mazeh. Has an opportunity to be brought bifnim. Masha'in kein, something which is shechted b'chutz. So in kodesh mekabla, if you bring it in bifnow, bring it in now, it would not be niskabel. It's kashem shemesu, and therefore it's mufka from akravas pinim, and that's why Rabbi Yisraeli holds that your potter if you bring in b'chutz. And we mentioned the Mishnah, just to mention again now, Rabbi Krieger asks a big question, that what was Bechlal, the time of the Rabbanon, Harei, Bechlal, the whole Perek, is any Dabar Pasol, which is Imololo Yerid, Kodesh Mekabloi, so that's your chayv in that Bachutz. Rabbi Krieger points out that in Echam, that is what Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon explained, Rabbi Yisya Aglili's answer back to the Rabbanon, but Bechlal, what was the Rabbanon, what did the Rabbanon bring a Raya Bechlal, Harei, that's Pashut, it's a Bryson Daf Kuftes, anything which is possible, but it's in his Olo Yerid, it's Yerchayim and Bachutz. And more is Shver, Rebbe gave a different answer to the Rabbanon. It's Pasha the Dain of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. It's a great question. He mentioned in the Mishnah, he mentioned an answer. But we'll see later on in Daf Kufyur, more Arichos B'Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is a sugya. The Gemara says, "My day now. What's the nafkamina between Rabbi and Rablazer and Rablazer Reb Shimon in the explanation of Rabbi Yisrael Lili?" Where it says two nafkaminas, Shchitas Laila or Kabbalah B'Kli Chol. Shchitas Laila and Kabbalah B'Kli Chol. Both of them are Kodesh Mekablai. We call them Alalo Yerid. But yet they never had a Shasa Kosher. It was Nifsal in the Shchita by Shchitas Laila. Kabbalah B'Kli Chol is also called Hadlo Yerid Shasa Kosher. Because right after Shechita, it was Nifsal, called Lehele Shasa Kosher. It's Tzarech Bir, why is Kabbalah B'Kli Chol, why is it called that Lehele Shasa Kosher? Right after Shechita, as soon as you Shechted, there was a Lehele Shasa Kosher. Why do we need Kabbalah to be called not having a Shasa Kosher? So another question here on this din is that the Gemara here that says these two Nefkaminas that are Kodesh Mekabla, but Lehele Shasa Kosher. By Kabbalah B'Kli Chol means that I never had a Kabbalah B'Kli Chol. Kabbalah B'Kli Chol is a Kabbalah Psula, never had a Kabbalah. And it's called so-called Kodesh Mekabloi. Kodesh Mekabloi means that it's Dinav Olo Yerit. Both these Dinim, the Taser speaks out, is only for Rabbi Shimon. Shimon, you learned them as Mizbeach Mekadesh. And that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argued by three Psulim whether the Din is a Olo Yerit, Shechitas Laila, Nishpach Adam, the Yotza Adam, whether the Din is a Olo Yerit or Olo Yerit. So that the Gemara says here that Shechitas Laila and Kabbalah B'Kli Chol, which is similar to Nishbach, it didn't have a good Kabbalah, that it's Kodesh Mekabla, that's only fear of Shimon. But Krieger asks the question that Tzeis Naf Pei Dalet is Mechadesh, even though Reb Shimon holds the Nishbach Adam is the Molo Yerid, Tzeis there says it's only when it's Nishbach after Kabbalah. It had Kosher Kabbalah, and then it was Nishbach. Then Reb Shimon says that it's Molo Yerid. But if it was Nifsal before Kabbalah, and ever had the second Avodah B'Kashrus, then Rav Shimon agrees that it's in the Molo Yerit. So Rav asks from our sugya, then our sugya you see that Kabbalah B'Kli Chol is called Kodesh Mekabla if you're Rav Shimon. He never had a Kosher Kabbalah, and still the din is a Molo Yerit. So the what we have to say to answer this question of Krieger, and also to answer the question in the Gufa Sugya, is that when the Gemara talks about Kabbalah B'Kli Chol, we weren't referring to the din of the Emurim, that the Emurim are now called Emolah Lo Yerid when there was Kabbalah B'Kli Chol. Firstly, we said that L'Chaira, it's called Haisole Shasa Kosher. Once the carbon had a Kosher Shechita, so L'Chaira it's called the Shasa Kosher. And also, that's connected to Teis and Daf Pedala, that Teis says that the Emurim need both the Shechita and the Kabbalah to make them, to machshir them for the din of Emolah Lo Yerid. L'Chaira, we're mochach to say that the Gemara here is referring to not the Kabbalah, not the Emurim, but rather to the Dam. That the Dam that was in this Kabbalah B'Kli Chol is called the Molo Lo Yerid. If you do Zrikas Adam, then it's Molo Lo Yerid. And also then it's Muvan, that would answer the Tesis. That the Tesis and the Fedalah was potentially only referring to the Emurim. By Dam it could be that it's easier. That the dam could have a hechsher even though it's niskabel b'kli chol. We'll see in a second what the explanation is. That, and it also answers the question about shasa kosher. The dam for the dam shasa kosher is kind of defined by the time that it was niskabel. That what makes a dam the tchilas din of the dam for zrika is when it was niskabel. So for the carbon boifin klali, the shechita is enough to make it to say that it was. But the din, the dam gets its din for Zrika when it's in Skaba B'Kli Shares. Therefore, this dam never got a Kabbalah B'Kli Shares, say that it was Shasa Kosher. How did it help us for the Taisa? So the Taisa says that you need a second Avodah. Why should there be a difference between dam and between Emurim? The explanation is about Reb Chaim and Sefer, Reb Chaim is Mechadish, that Rabbi Yehuda says that Yotza Dama is Teirid. Chaim says, is only legabe the din of the Emurim. I knew it. The dam was Yotze, and then I'm Zeriket, so the dam, Zot Reb Chaim, is Yem Eskabal. It's Kosher Zrika. I don't need to take the dam off. If the Kais goes to the Mizbeach, I could do Zrika Lechatchila. As far as that Rabbi Yehuda said, that these three psulim are don't have a din of Molo Yerid, it's legabe the Emurim. Reb Chaim explains there that you need a Zrika to be Chal in the whole carbon to give the Emurim a din of Molo Yerid. Shein Kane, these three psulim, they're nismayit, that's not called a zrika, and that was nitzkayim in the carbon, and it doesn't work for the din of hamodol yerid. That Reb Chaim says, these psulim boifin klali. That could also have to be pshat and tesis and daf pedalit. That tesis says that you need the second avoda. You also need kabbalah. That's only to make that the zrika should work for the emurim. But possible that for the dam itself, that it doesn't need a second avoda. Once it has the shechita behechsher, then it already works to say for that the dam has din of hamodol yerid. Another nekud here in the sugya, in this point in the sugya, they mentioned that the Gemara says that shechitas laila and kabbalah b'chichoil is called kodesh mekablei. So Tei says that's only lefi Reb Shimon, because lefi Reb Yehuda, the din of is hamodol yerid. So therefore, you're also patur on them bachutz. Tei then goes and asks a very important question: if the din lefi Reb Yehuda is that if we learn out the dinim of Mizbeach Mekadesh also to our parak of Ashechet Vamayla, and you need something which is Mizkaba Bifnim, so Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, we mentioned one of the mutim of Rabbi Yehuda is Yotza Dama. Dam She Yotza, it's din is Zemola Yerit. Same Cain, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, how could you ever be Chayiv and Zrika's Dam Bachutz? We learned in the daf yesterday, the Machlekas, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yishmael, where is it learned out the Makar for the Chiv of Zrika Bachutz? But everyone agrees that if you're Zerik Bachutz, you're Chayiv. Fractasis that the fear of Yud, it's not true. You're never going to have Zrika's dam bachutz to be chayivan, because you shech the bifnim, then you took the dam out. Now the dam that once was yoytze, it's in all the yerid. So the fear of Yud, you're going to be potter. This is the question of tasis. So just to mention that we see in this tasis, not like Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim understood the whole problem of yotze dama of Rabbi Yehuda is only to is only klabi de imurim, klabi the dam itself. The din of the dam is a mola lo yerid. Dam is not worse than anything else. But yotze dama is nismayit that it can't have a kiv zrika in the carbon. That's what Reb Chaim says. And Tasers before, not like that. That also klapi the dam itself is a mola yerid. Reb Chaim says that he's going to argue on Tasis, theme it's miyush of the kashi of Tasis. But Rabbanim and Tasis before, that the miyut of Rebut is not only a miyut in the imurim, also a miyut in the dam. But Rabbanim, back to the question of Tasis. Tasis asks that if you're Rebut, you should never be chayiv on dam shiyotze. And Zrigas Dam Bachutz, because always Zin of Dam Shiyotz, and Zin is the Mala Yerid. So Tesis has a tzatze that in Echanami, if you're beauty, you're always going to be Potter. Or we could say that the Din that you're Chayiv on Zrigas Bachutz is on a carbon that was Shechted Bachutz. And a carbon that was Shechted Bachutz, I mean, anyway, its Din is in Mala Yerid. And yet you're Chayiv on in Bachutz, because of the new parsha of Aleim Timer, we learned yesterday, a Ribuy of Ermuk Dre Chutz, even though the Din is in Mala Yerid, you're still Chayiv on in Bachutz. So, actually, if you have Yehuda, the only time that you're chayiv and zrikas dam bachutz, only by mukdrei chutz. That would be okay. Tais would be happy with that, but it would be shver in Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, because Rabbi Yisrael Aglili holds and mukdrei chutz, you're always putter on. Yeah, that's Rabbi Yisrael Aglili of the Mishnah. There's bechal never a chiv of mukdrei chutz. Whole chiv is only by mukdrei pnim. And if you're Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, can never be chayiv and zrikas dam bachutz. Tais at the end has decided to say a chiddush. Then no. That you don't, even though the dam is nifsal when it goes at bachutz, we don't care about the psul that happens when it goes at bachutz. I mean, the whole parsha of chutz was said on something which is bachutz. So, again, then we don't take into cheshbin. It doesn't matter to us psul that happened a day bringing out bachutz. When we don, whether it's in skabo bifnim or not, we don on the dam what it was when it was bifnim. So I shech to the korban bifnim. Its dam is entirely kosher, and then I take it out bachutz. So even though at the time that I'm zerik at bachutz, it's in the zemola yerid, but that doesn't go into the cheshbon bichlal. The only thing that I dan on is whether the dam was roy when it was bifnim. That taisa says it's hard to say. Mechari gives us this taisa gives us insight to the whole inyan of hakravas chutz. That when I don't dan on the carbon when it's bachutz. That's hakravas chutz. My nidan on the carbon is the carbon that was bifnim, and it's going out to it's going out lochutz. L'chayre, what Tait says is beautiful, but L'chayre, it's nister from the Mishnah. The Rabbanan brought a riot to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that we see that you could be chayiv, even in things when they're puzzle, from every carbon that's brought bachutz, has a psul yaitse, and you could still be chayiv on it. We see that you're chayiv on things that are puzzle. For Yelefi Tzvitzvitz, that's not called puzzle bichlal. I don't dan bichlal on anything that happens bachutz. That's irrelevant. That's already, once it's Bachutz, that's already starting along the, it's Seder of being brought Bachutz. My need on whether it's kosher or not is Kozlan Uz Bifnit. So how are the Rabban in the Mishnah bringing a riot or basically from every Akrabas Chutz? We don't down on that. We down on what it was Bifnit. But Lachar Hiya No Senes. What are the Rabban coming to explain? The Chiv of why you could be Chayv and Mukh Dre Chutz. And then basically said, hello, a Dover Pasal. Maybe Guva, what the Rabban are coming to say is this point that. That I only done in the carbon when it's bifnim. I took a live carbon, a kosher carbon, and I brought it bachutz and I'm shechted it and I'm alit there. It's true that through the shechita and of the haloas chutz, the carbon became pasul. That's for sure true. But that's not important to me. That's what the rabbanon are saying to Rabbi Yosef Glili. All of that is not important to me. The nidin of miskalba bifnim, sigh on something which I am shechting bachutz, is whether the live behemoth was kosher bifnim. Or on something which I shechted bifnim and amala bachutz. The only thing that takes importance is when it was bifnim, was it roi or not? Anything that happens when it's bachutz is entirely irrelevant to me. The beautiful pshat in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yitzchak Lili came to the Rabbanan and said that mukdrei chutz, it's not roi bichlal, because you shechted and you passed it through your shechita. But it said all of that that's the seder of akrabas chutz. That doesn't go into the cheshbon of what's yen iskalba bifnim or non iskalba bifnim. The cheshbon of what's iskalba bifnim starts before you started its akravas chutz. And harai from yoytze. That the yoytze of, we have a case here that Tez points out in Rabbi Yehuda, which dam, that was bifnim, was kosher. When you brought it to bachutz, it then became imola yeirid. And yet you're chayiv for bringing it bachutz. Because anything that happens bachutz doesn't go into the cheshbon bichlal. When that's actually nischanish midivay taisus, a new understanding in the din of akravas chutz, that's all in, anything that happens bachutz doesn't come into the cheshbon. Which will come out from this very fascinating chidushim, that if I pass the carbon in a different way when it's bachutz, that's irrelevant, because once it's bachutz, it's a free for all. We don't care what happens bachutz. Once you bring in bachutz, then anything goes, as long as the carbon when it was bifnim is kosher, then even though you brought a bachutz and you made it more pasul, it would be irrelevant. The mashal will come out enough kamina. A carbon that you shechted bifnim, and then you brought the carbon machutz, and you were tsayrim oizen apar, you made it into a balmum. The Gemara says in Dafchathayim and Beis that it's shaykh, that between shechit and kabbalah, the carbon becomes a balmum, so it's a puzzle. So, in the din is a mola yeirid. So let's say you take a sharp carbon, you shechted bifnim, and then you bring it machutz before kabbalah, and you make it a balmum. Chor, you should be chayiv on a bachutz, because why? Anything that happens bachutz is irrelevant. Once it's bachutz, it's a free for all. Everything goes. Yeti doesn't bother us. Mukhtri chutz doesn't bother us. Nothing bothers us when it's bachutz. Very big chiddush. We have to see Gemara in Daf Kuf Yud L'Chayim if we're not that way. It's one side in the Gemara. One side that we do care about things that happen bachutz. We have to see. That's after we could learn that from this Divya Tesis. So again, to summarize what we saw in the sugi here of the Machlekes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisrael. That the Rabbi Yosef Glili said the Mukhtri Chutz your Patron because it's a Dover Puzzle. Rabbanan said that every Yaitse is a Dover Puzzle and you could still be Chayiv and Bachutz. The Gemara said two ways that Rabbi Yosef Glili answered up the time of the Rabbanan. Either because Rabbi said, because Hoysel Shasa Kosher, and Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon said, because Kodesh Mekabli. The Gemara gave two nafkaminas between Rabbi and Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, Shchitas Laila, or Kabbalah Bukli Choyl, which their din is Kodesh Mekabli, Dahainu Imolo Lo Yerid. The fear of Shimon, Lotay speaks out. Mashenkin, there is called Ein Loi Hoysul Eshasa Kosher. And we mentioned that it's Yitochin that the Nidon of Kabbalah B'Klichol has to be referring to Afka to Kabbalah to Zrikas Hadam, not to the Din of Aktoras Emurim. Number one, because it's hard to understand why that's called Shasa, not having a Shasa Kosher, called the Din of the Karban. It's after the Shechita. Once the Shechita is Behechsher, the carbon of Enkloli is called the Shasa Kosher. But after the Din of the Dam only starts once there's Dam Haroi Lizrika, it starts only once there's Kabbalah. And also Teza says in Daf Pei Dalet that if there's no Kabbalah Behechsher, so the Din is that it's Amalo Yerid Lefir Reb Shimon. And here the Gemara says that it's Kosher. That's Kager's question. We have to say that it's different. That here we're talking about the Dam, and the Dam is more easy to be called to be Din of Amalo Yerid, like you said, the Reb Chaim said. And Reb Chaim actually said that dam sheyotza is im olay lo yerid lefir Rabbi Yehuda. The dam itself is lo yerid. That Rabbi Yehuda said that it's yerid. It's referring to the emurim. point out that Tais here says not, that the way Tais is bothered, that the fear of Yehuda, how could you ever be chayv and drinkas dam bachutz? It's always im all a yerid. Tais mainly is answer is that in one teretz of Tais is that in a chanami, it's only in Ogea by the din of muktrei chutz, where you could be chayv on them even though their din is im all a yerid. And the second teretz of Tais is that soon that happened once the korban goes out bachutz, ayedei bring the korban chutz, are not included in the cheshbon. And we want to possibly learn from this thesis a way to understand the whole Indian of the perek, that the din of this, the nidun of this kalba bifnim is all defined, decided, the way the korban is when it's bifnim. Once it goes out to lachutz, then things are don't go into the cheshbon. And we'll see later on in Daf Kofir how and when to take this kalba thesis. But that's the idea, as already says here in this thesis. Another point here in the continuation of the Amud, the Mishnah, the Mishnah says a difference of chumra between a chumra of shchita over halal and of halal over shchita. That shchita is hasheged lehedyot chayev, hamala lehedyot potter. That's in the shchita, if you shecht for somebody, you're chayev, you mala for someone, you're potter. And there's a chumra of halal over shchita, that two people that shecht are potter, two people that are mala are chayev. Try to explain both of these dinim. Sheched lehedyot, Rashi says it means lachilas hedyot. You shecht it to feed your friends, and that's where it learns out that you could be chayiv even though it wasn't lahashem. There wasn't a specific kavana to bring it as a carbon, rather for your friends to eat. You're still chayiv. Ma'ala lehedyot, Rashi explains that you did it for your friend. You can't really be makriv a carbon for your friend. He doesn't get anything out of it. It's not like shechting when he gets to eat the meat. So what does it mean ma'ala lehedyot that you're putter? Rashi says you did it as avodah zara. You made your friend into an avodah zara, and you're makriv a korban for him. Rashi's bothered, so you're definitely chayiv for avodah zara. Rashi says in a chanami, chayiv for avodah zara. The need of the Mishnah was whether you're chayiv also for halal chutz besides for the itzur of avodah zara. That's how Rashi learns the what it means, the din of mala lehedyot. Teizanim and Breitz brings Rashi, and he's bothered that if a person did it for the shame of avodah zara. It's a klal of a gemara in numerous places. The person that brings something for avodah zarah is called einu shav miyidiyasai. The person is a mumer for avodah zarah at this time, and therefore, if we would tell him right now to start not do another avera, we assume that he would still do it. Because once a person is a mumer for avodah zarah, then he's a mumer l'kol ha'torah kula. He's einu shav, and he's einu shav miyidiyasai. He wouldn't stop doing the akravas chutz. So anyway, we can be chayiv for akravas chutz. Even if hamala lehedyot could be chayiv mitzadini akravas chutz, because he's a mumer for avodah zara, we anyway could not be mechayev. So, well, how's it negate the nidun of the Mishnah? So he says that when it means malal chaveiroi, it doesn't mean as avodah zara, but rather lekvoid chaveiroi. You want to do a nice thing for your friend, go out of the way for your friend. You say, look, I'm going to bring up a carbon to bring the cover to you, not for that yukilu are mekabel the carbon, but I'll bring cover to your friend. So therefore, it's not called an avodah zara. We would think you'd be chayiv, and kamashulon the Gemara, kamashulon the pasuk, that after you need Lashem, and malo lehedyot is potter. The Rambam, though, the Rambam brings the Gemara b'zeh nusach, b'zeh loshen. Rambam perik yutes aloch aleph meisur karbonis. So the Rambam, she'inu chayiv at she'yalo Lashem, she'nemar lasis oisur Lashem, at she'is kavin Lashem. Rambam says that in order to be chayiv, you need to bring it Lashem, at she'is kavin Lashem. Achrayin Mar Medayik in the Rambam that if you need specific havana Lashem, the Mishnah gives us a case: you're malo lehedyot or Lashem. What happens if you do it stama without any specific havana? You're malo carbon without saying a word. Are you chayev or not? In the Rambam, it's mashma that you need dafka havana specifically l'shem Hashem. So the Achrayinim ask, Minchas Chinuch, Taras Hakodesh, the Kerenayra, they all ask that the klal is that stama l'shma. Learned in the beginning of the Masechta, that you don't need specific kavana l'shma or l'shem Hashem. All the kavanas that happen in the carbon all work with the stomach. So why here should we need a specific kavana l'shem Hashem? Many Achrayim asked this question on the Rambam. And they understood, Lulei Divrei Rambam, understood the Gemara Kepshuta, that doesn't mean you need specifically l'shem. It means you can't have a different type of kavana l'hedyot. But stam kavana, you be chayivan. But the Rambam tells us not the way you need specific kavana l'Hashem. So one kutaina on the question that they ask, that even though there's a klal of stama l'shma, but here there's a unique din in akravas chutz, when you shecht bifnim, you makrev bifnim, so stamol lishma, for sure. But there is said a specific din in akrabas chutz that you need a new kavana, kavana l'Hashem. Here you need something me'al u'me'ever, something out of the ordinary, more than we need for akrabas pnim. We need specific kavana l'Hashem Hashem. That's how we could learn this sugi over here. But it seems in the Rambam himself that that's not the pshat. That the din of l'Hashem wasn't coming to be mechadish to me a new din in the akrabas chutz, kavana l'Hashem Hashem. But just rather, that without the kavana l'Hashem Hashem, it's not a carbon. How do we see that? Because when the Rambam writes for the fact that you're chayiv for a sheichid lehedjot, Rambam writes in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Tezayin, shochad b'chutz al abish loy niskayvin lishchid kodshim e'elu l'Hashem, harez a chayiv shenemar dam yechoshev v'ishu yudam shafach av abish zeh adam b'machshav toy kedam anishpach loy kekarbon harei yu chayiv. The emphasis of the Rambam is that it's loy kekarbon, that you can be chayiv for sheichid b'chutz even though it's not a carbon. Ram doesn't mention that it's not l'Hashem. The chiddush is that even though you didn't have kavanas korban, it's could be chayiv. So it's matched that what we need in Cain by halah l'shem Hashem isn't a unique kavana l'shem Hashem, but you need kavanas korban. Kavanas korban, kavanas l'Hashem is the same thing, but it's not something that out of the ordinary, a unique kavana that's needed for akravas chutz. So in Cain, the question comes back: why here does Rambam require a specific kavana l'shem Hashem? So there are numerous answers in the Achronim. Just meant to mention one is the Likutei Halachos from the Chafetz Chaim. And he says that even though for Akravas Pinim, the Stamalish Makai, like we learned in the beginning of the Masechta, that's only an Akrava that was done Bifnim. But an Akrava that was done Bachutz, we don't say Stamalish Makai. Therefore, in order to, really, here all we need is the regular din of Kavana by all Karbonis. By all Karbonis, it's included Memela when you bring them Bifnim. When you bring the bachutz, so then there's no din of stamol l'shmakai. That the Chafetz Chaim says. After to explain why it is that way, if it's a little bit telling how the din of stamol l'shmak, din of stamol l'shmak, like the Brisker Rav says, that it's din that's chal on the gufa karbon, that it's the kedusha of the karbon is that it's a krav, it's called l'shmak. Then in kain it's davar tzarach bir. Why a krav is chutz? Should it be different? However, it's curious to say that the din of stamol l'shma isn't that it's a din it's chal in the chefza, rather it's that mistamad akrava is done l'shma. Seems that Shitas Rashi in numerous places. Time to mention somewhere else, I'm sure, but that the din of stamol l'shma is that it's mistamad being hukrav l'shma. If that's the klal, then it's very understandable why a carbon that's brought b'fnim mistamad akrava is l'shma. Saying a carbon that's brought b'chutz, there's no mistamad that it's akrava is l'shma. Yeah, you have to know if that's really the pshat. Why l'shem chulin is it kosher? Mar says in Daf Gimel, you shecht carbon l'shem chulin is kosher. Chayra there, we can't say that it was mesama brought l'shma. Okay, this is another topic to maybe speak about another time. Akoponim, that you say the Chafetz Chaim says here in the Rambam that b'chutz we don't say stama l'shma. One last point in the din of Malal Hedyot, Sfasemis explains that Rashi didn't want to say like Tesis that it's l'chvoid chavei, right? Because that's not called the Haktara Bechlal. Haktara means you're malah to an Elohus. It's supposed to be to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It can also be done for an Avodah Zarah. It has to be to some godly figure in order to be called a Allah and Hakrava. Without that, it's not Bechlal. It doesn't have a Teres Hakrava Bechlal. That's why Rashi had to say that it was Hashem Avodah Zarah and not L'chvoid Chaveirah. So just to summarize, in the din of malah and Sheikhet Lehedjot, Sheikh Lehedjot, Rashi says it means L'achila Sedjot. Mala Rashi says for Avodah Zarah, Tei says l'chvoid chaveirai. In the Rambam, it's mavur that you need a specific kavana l'shem Hashem by halos chutz. It's not good enough with the stama. And yet we see in the Rambam what the Rambam says by shchita l'shem hedyot that the din here isn't the need is to make it a kosher a karban. And shchita can be is called kosher. It was a chadish in shchita's chutz that it has a teiras hakravas hechsher shchita, even though it's l'shem hedyot. Shengen alos chutz won't have a din of won't have a hechsher unless it was l'shem Hashem. And, but there is a chiddush in shchita, even though shchita also needs l'shem Hashem, normally b'shchita's pinim. But here it was a chadish that you could be chayiv consider teiras hakrava b'chutz even though it's l'hedyot. And the other nafkamina of the Mishnah between Shechita and Halah is that Shnayim Sheshachtu are Pturim, but Shnayim Shehelu are Chayovim. Rav learns that out of a Pasuk. Between Shnayim Sheshachtu and Shnayim Shehelu. So the Gemara is also brought down in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Gimel. The Shita L'Noi D'Lami, right there in Kiddushin, asks that why do we need a Pasuk to say that Shnayim Sheshachtu are Pater? All right, L'Shita Sher Belazer Reb Shimon in Chulin Daf Chavtes is that two people cannot shecht a carbon. If two people shecht a carbon, it's not a kosher shechita. So if you're Belazer Reb Shimon, we don't need a new Pasuk to tell me that Shnayim Sheshachtu are Pater. Min Asfara, it's a Pasuk L'Shechita. That's the Shita asks. The Shita answers that the whole din of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon is only din lechatchila. But the other, even Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon agrees that the Shita is kosher. Therefore, because it's a kosher Shita b'diyeved, bifnim, by Shnayim Sheshachtu, you need a pasuk to say that you can be patur on it b'chutz. Might say this question of the Shita, so it's still going to be shver on Tezin Yuma. Tezin in Yuma daf Amud Beis and Beis holds that lafi Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon that two people cannot shecht the carbon. It's even not only is it a din b'lechatchila, but even b'diyeved it passes the shechita. So l'fi dvarovat, it's still going to be shver here. Why do we need a pasuk to be a mayit that you're potter on the krava b'chutz? Or even b'fnim, it's not considered a kosher shechita. L'chayr the pshat and taisa says test has to be that the din of akrabas chutz doesn't need all the din of akrabas b'fnim. Even though shnayim sheshachtu b'fnim carbon b'fnim, it's a pasuk l'shechita. Papachutz, and as it have a Torah Shechita to it. As long as the carbon itself is miskabel bifnim, that's fine. We don't need that the Maisa Voida that is done in it Pachutz is also a kosher Maisa Voida bifnim. So we took a kosher carbon and two people shechted it. So that Shechita is not a good Shechita bifnim, but the carbon is the carbon of miskabel bifnim. That's the Chayra Atayz and Yuma would explain why you need a Pasuk to be Mamayit. Shnayim Sheshachtu. The Shita obviously not that way. The Shita holds that you also need a kosher ma'isa shechita bifnim. It's not good enough that the carbon is kosher bifnim, but we need a type of shechita which would be kosher bifnim. Another place where we see this is the Rashban Bava Basra says that if zar shechs a carbon b'chutz yischayev. Rashi says because shechita bizar kosher kshira. That shechita bizar is also kosher shechita. We're in the Rashba that if the Shechita Bizar would be Pasul, then it would be Pater on its and Shechita Bachutz. Mentioned this before, and to Dafim ago, see in this Rashba that it's not good enough that I have a kosher carbon. I need that also the Shechita itself is kosher. Well, Chayr, the Yisrael of this Machlekes is in the din of Shechita Schutz, we've mentioned previous two Shiurim, is the din of Shechita Schutz, is it Chayiv for the Shechita Kachim, or it's enough for the Shechita Schulin? Shechitas chulin on a carbon, but you don't need it after the shechitas kachin. Chayyim mentioned this machlekes Rashi and Taisus in chulin daf chav tesim and beitz. Whether when you shecht an oiles ha'oif b'chutz, you need to shecht one simin. That's Taisus holds like shechitas chulin of the oif. And Rashi holds you need to shecht both simonim, like the shechitas kachim of the oif. That Rashi holds that the din of shechita b'chutz is mitzad shechitas kachim. And King Taisus holds that it's mitzad shechitas chulin. So if he tells that it's mitzad shechitas chulin, you don't need a kosher shechita. And also work out l'shitasa with teis in Yuma we mentioned. Teis also the fear of Elazar Reb Shimon. Two people that shecht this puzzle, yet we still would think that when two people shecht b'chutz, you'd be chayiv, because you don't need the meisa shechita that's kosher bifnim. Shein kein Rashi and found the shechita l'noi d'olami in Kiddushin and the Rashban Bava Basra. All of them are hard in one shechita. We need the type that the shechita has to be a shechita k'sheir bifnim. Which lechayr is because they hold that the shechita is a shechita's kosher. So you need that shechita has to be kosher bifnim. Another point on the din of shnayim sheshachtu. The Mishnah says the case that shnayim sheshachtu is potter is shnayim sheshachtu she'achzu b'sakin v'shachtu. Two people were holding the knife together and they shechted, so they're potter. Lechayr hu adin, two people that each one holds their own knife and shechs, but they shechted at the same time, they're potter. That's called that the shechita happened through two people. What's the din of shnayim sheshachtu b'zecher zeh? One person does a chelik of the shechita, and another person comes and completes the shechita. What's the din in that case? It's important in the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Chav Tesim and Beis, that two people that shech that way by Chulin is a kosher shechita, also by Karban is a kosher shechita. Two people can shech, one starts the shechita and the other one finishes off the shechita, as long as there's not too much time between the shechita of one and the other, so the shechita is kosher. So what's it then by Akravas Chutz? The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Peivav says both of them are Chayev. Gemara there in Chulin is mavur that if yeshna shchita mitchila vatzayif, if the whole shchita is called a shchita, so then both so you can be chayiv even by shechting a chilek of a carbon machutz. So says the Minchas Chinuch, when two people shecht the carbon, if one starts and the other one finishes, both of them are chayiv for the shchita. That's the opinion of the Minchas Chinuch. The Mikdash David says that only the first one is chayiv, not the second one. The Gemara in Chulin is mafurish that if you shecht mixas siman machutz, you could be the first one is chayiv. Mikdash David is only the first one. The second one that came and shechted, he shechted a carbon puzzle. If the carbon started shechita bachutz, you can no longer continue. There's no way to be machshir this carbon anymore. Even if you bring it bifnim and complete the shechita over there, it would still be puzzle. So because the second one shechted a carbon which is already nifsal, so then your patra and bachutz. Chor the Minchas Chinuch holds that it's because the second one is coming to be fear ice to complete the shechita of the first one, so that's not a problem of shecht and carbon puzzle. It's not, I didn't shecht carbon that was puzzle. The carbon at the beginning of the shechita was kosher. I'm completing the shechita that was started by chutz. Mikdash David holds that we have to down in the middle of the shechita. That's what they say. But both of them be so hold that you could be, you, there's what to be mechayiv, even the second one, or the first and even the second one, even though two people shechted. The whole meat of our Mishnah was only when they shechted bevasachts. That's the Minchas Chinuch and the Mikdash David. But the Karenayim by us and the Chazon Yecheskel and the Tosefta say that their potter midin shnayim sheshachtu. From the car from the Tosefta, that the p'tur of shnayim sheshachtu is not only shnayim sheshachtu b'vasachas, but even shnayim sheshachtu b'zeach harzen are also potter. And the Karenayim is mashah that only the second one is potter. The first one, he shechted the carbon, there was no shnayim sheshachtu. He was the first one. He's the only shechita. The shechita was completed by someone else. Because when he shechted, he was the only one shechting, so there's no mir there of shnayim sheshachtu. That's the opinion of the Keren Ayre. But Chazon Yecheskel and Tosefta and Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph holds that even the Rishon is potter. That the mir of shnayim sheshachtu is a shechita that was done by two people. That shechita is not considered a shechita and the chayeves for the din of shechitas chutz. You know the Gemara in Chulin says that you shecht man damer yeshna l'shechita mitchila v'at tzoif. If you shecht Miksa simone bachutz, the gomron bifnim, you could be chayiv. So you see that you don't need all one shechita, says the Chazon Yecheskel. That's talking about the same person finished it. We need that one person, just to mention that what's more there in the sugya is that you need to complete the shechita. If one person shechs a chilek of the shechita, and the shechita was never completed, so even ma'adamar yeshen a shechita mitchil levad soif, that it's not considered a teira shechita. The only thing that gives it a teira shechita is when you did a whole shechita, and every chilek of it takes on a teira shechita. So the shechita must be completed at some place to say that even a chilek you could be chayiv. Says the Chazon Yecheskel, that the Gemara says you're chayiv when you shecht miksa siman and bachutz, the gomer and bifnim, it's only if the same person completed the shechita bifnim. But if someone else completed the shechita, then it has been a shnayim sheshachtu. Very interesting. If we look at the shechita that's done bifnim, and also on that we see who's doing it. If the one who shechted bachutz is continuing on to shecht bifnim, so he did the whole shechita, then we could also be mechayiv him and a chelik of the shechita. If someone else did it, whether it was on bifnim or bachutz, it's too called two people were involved in the shechita. It's also included in the meat of shnayim sheshachtu and your potter. It's the opinion of Chazon Yecheskel. So again, in the sin of shnayim sheshachtu, we saw two points. In the shnayim sheshachtu, one was the question of the shechita and kiddushin and the fear belozer Rebbe Shimon. That holds that two people cannot shecht a carbon. Why do we need a miut? It's pasha that your potter bachutz. And the shita answer that the din of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon is only din lechatchila, but b'diavad it's kosher. But Teres and Yuma hold that it's ma'akiv even b'diavad lefi Rabbi Elazar of Shimon said that lefi divrayim that we need a pasuk to say that your potter for shnayim sheshachtu is because it would be enough that you took a kosher carbon and you shechted bachutz. We don't care how the shechita was done on it. The shechita holds that there is. It's also important to us that the shechita itself was a kosher shechita. That was one point we saw in shnayim sheshachtu, and another point was the need to know of the achrayim. Is shnayim sheshachtu only b'zachar? Is that even basachas? The Keren Ayre and the Chazon Yecheskel say al pi the Tosefta that it's even b'zachar zeh. There's a need of shnayim sheshachtu. The Keren Ayre holds that the patra the second one. Chazon Yecheskel holds even the patra the first one. But the Minchas Chinuch and the Mikdash David held no, that we could be mechayev both of them. The whole din of shnayim sheshachtu only applies to Shechita Devasachas. And another point in the sugya, continue on in the sugya, the more comes to explain the member in the mission of the Machloikas, Reb Yesi and Reb Shimon, by Hehelo v'chazer v'hehelo. Now the fee, Reb Yesi, you're only chayav one, and the fee Reb Shimon, you're chayav for kol aliyah v'aliyah. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So in the Gemara, there are three ways in Amoraim to explain the Machloikas. Reish Lakish says the Machloikas is by Dalav v'hevarim. Then l'fi Reb Yosi ala sholim u'chayiv means for the whole behema, and l'fi Reb Shimon it means for an aver sholim. But one aver, everyone knows that you're chayiv. Reb Yechanan says machlekes is by one aver. Then Reb Yosi holds that muktrei pnim shachosru v'helon b'chutz your potter, and Reb Shimon holds that you're chayiv. But dal ve'evarim, everyone holds that you're chayiv. And Ula says that everyone agrees by Muktri Pnim Shachasru Vehela Bachutz Yerchayev, Hamachlok is by Muktri Chutz. Thought I brought them in the Sugya, just try to take out the main Yisayit here. The main Yisayit this. Rashi explains that, Marsh was starting Reish Lakish, that the question of Dalet Vehevarim means you're Makter the whole Behema. Because there's a din of Allah Shalim, which means for the whole Behema. So in order to be Lefir Abyesi, in order to be Chayev, Abyesi holds Abhakol Behema Ksiv, you need to be Makter of the whole Behema. So you're makir of the whole. So we're talking about your makir of the whole behema. Your makir of evarim evarim. So if you're b'yosi, you're chayiv achas. If you're b'shumin, you're chayiv al kol achas v'yachas. That the Rashi says l'fi Reish Lakish al derech zayin Reb Yechanan. That the din shali means a whole aver. Achrayin mar marach here b'shitas Rashi. We'll just mention the Chafetz Chaim, who's very summarized it very very neatly. The shitas Rashi, that it comes out of the according to Rashi, that there in our sugya. There's one mandamer that you're only chayiv your makar of the whole behema. If you're makar of a whole behema, b'chutz your potter. And another mandamer, you have to makar of the whole aver. If you're shlokish, that's called Reb Shimon. If you're b'yechin, and that's shitas Reb Yosi. You have makar of a whole aver. The din of Allah shalim u'chayiv requires that you makar of a whole aver b'chutz. If it wasn't a complete aver, your potter. So one very big chiddush which comes out of here, Rashi speaks it out, is that the Mishnayis. The Mishnahs later on are mentioned numerous times that you could be chayiv and akrovas kezayis. Lefi Reish Lakish, that both Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon argue on that. Lefi Reb Yosi, you need a whole behema, and Lefi Reb Shimon, you need a whole aver. But no one holds that you're chayiv even on a kezayis. We had the previous sugya of chiburi oilin by etzem mashlimo lekezayis, melach mashlimo lekezayis. Lefi Rashi, that whole sugya is loki Reb Yosi veloki Reb Shimon. Both of them hold you need more. That's in the Reish Lakish, and in Rabbi Yechanan, the sugya is below Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yechanan holds Alafi Rabbi Yosi. You need a whole Aver, but a Kezayis itself, you never be Chayavan. That's one very big problem with Shitas Rashi in this sugya. Another question that the Acharonim ask on Rashi, the Mishnah is talking about a case when you were Mala one, then you remembered, and then you Mala another one, and then you remembered. Each Aver has its own Hela. The fear of Shimon, because they're Halomois Mechalkais. That's the call always, that you do many averas, each one is its own hell, and each time you forget again. So you can be chayav al kol achas v'yachas. And the fear of Yisrael, you're chayav achas. The fear of Yisrael, you need to be makir of the whole korban. So until you're makir of the whole korban, you didn't yet finish up the mechayiv. So in Cain, the fear of Yisrael, why are you chayav? For mala, chamesh evarim in different halomas. There's a sugi in many places. That, yesh yidiyah l'chatishir, ain't yidiyah l'chatishir. A person has to eat a kezayis of chaylev to be chayif. A person ate half a kezayis, and then he remembered that he can't eat it, and then he forgot again, and b'toy chadei achilas pras, he finished up eating the kezayis. So man damar yesh yediyah l'chat ishir. You're potter, because you didn't finish up, you didn't do the whole iser in one helim. Or a person on Shabbos writes one ois, and then he remembers, and then again he forgets and writes a second ois. If yesh yediyah l'chat ishir, you're potter. So within here, if you should deal with chatis shir, if you're Reb Yosi, you should be potter. And why is Reb Yosi? Why is it potter that you should be chayiv? At least the Gemara should say mention that Reb Yosi holds you should deal with chatis shir. So the Lekutei Halachos, the Chafetz Chaim answers that chiddush in the din of yedial chatis shir. That the whole time, the only that we say that you should deal with chatis shir is something that has a shir to it. Specific shear the Torah gave, a kezayis by achila, shtei oisiyis by Shabbos, Talat Amis, Talat on Rosh Hasharabim, when there's a shear, when there's a specific amount, a measurement that the Torah gave. Masha'inkein, the din of a behema shlema, it's not a shear. It's not an amount of meat. You need to makrif X number of kezesim. There's no shear bechlal. It's a din, you have to makrif the whole carbon. The only time that it was said, the din of Yeshadiyah lechati shear, it's only on something which was mitzad dini shiurim. L'chayra, the Chavos HaKadosh gives a nice claw, but L'chayra, the hezber of what he's saying is that the problem of Yediyah lechati shear is that it splits up the shear. There's no tziruf in the shear because I have Yediyah in the middle and I need it all to be behel machas. Masha'inkin by chiyuv chutz, be a soid I could be chayiv for makrif one kizayis. That's enough to be mechayiv, make me chayiv. Just calls when the behemah's around, I have to finish up, continue on, complete my akravas of the korban. That's like a tznai. It's another tznai that I'm not chayiv unless I'm makrif the whole thing. But it's not a shear. The shear I'm a chayiv is a kezayis. So as long as I did the first kezayis, I could be chayiv for that. That was all done behelem echad. As long as it's finished up later on, the rest of the korban, to be mashin the tznai later on, that you could do later on. That's the malach of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chazon Ish and Reb Zalman Sender, they say, they also answer Rashi, but in an opposite way. That, be aside, even though there's a din of you need the whole carbon, you don't really need to makrif the whole carbon. You really, it's what the Torah's mechayiv is for completing that karavas carbon. You need the whole carbon, it should be brought to be chayiv for the completion of the carbon. They say that if one person brings most of the carbon, and someone else brings the last kezayis, so you could mechayiv that, the second one, because he completed that karavas carbon. Then you need a krav of the whole carbon. The Panamir goes to this in the kitchen, and he says that even a bigger chiddush, even if you're makriv most of the carbon bifnim, and you bring it out bachutz, the rest bachutz, and you makriv it bachutz, you could be chayiv in that also. There's no thing that the shear of the hakrav of the mechayiv is bringing the whole carbon. It's that the hakrav that I do has to be a hakrav of the whole carbon, a completing that krav as hakarbon. Chazanish wants to explain also with this answer of the Mishnayis. All the Mishnayis say that you can be chayiv on a kezayis, could be referring to a case when you already brought most of the carbon, bifnim or bachutz, and now you go and you complete the bachutz with the last kezayis with the makke bepatish, so that could be chayiv. With that also to answer the question, there's no problem with yediyah lechatishir. This is even more easy to understand. The idea of yediyah lechatishir is when you start at the iser, and now, before you finish your iser, so you had a yediyah. So therefore, because the whole thing wasn't in one go, it wasn't all together, there wasn't all connected, so you can't be chayiv. Masha'in kein, when here the ikir mechayiv is the end, the last kezayis is what you're chayiv for. So you need to be bringing the whole thing. Then that, there's no problem of yediyah lechatishir. This idea, it's for us in Meiri and Shabbos of Gimel and Beis, the Meiri there is Mechadish, that a person has a, by Melechas Haitzah, you need to have an Akira and a Hanocha. The Meiri says if a person has the idea between the Akira and the Hanocha, and then he remembers again, and forgets again, sorry, and then he does the Hanocha, he could be Chayiv, because the whole of Mechayiv, the Meiri says, is for the Hanocha, is for completing the Haitzah. The Akira is a Tznai, without that, the Hanocha is not Hanocha Mechayevis. Besides, the whole, chiyuv of Haitzah lies in the Hanocha. That's even more mechudish. What the Chazon Ish is saying here is that if you could be chayiv, even if you brought a chilek bifnim, and you completed bachutz, so for sure by us, the whole mechayiv of that krava is the last kezayis, the makke bepatish, that's being done bachutz. So mainly there's no chisarin of yediyah lechatishir. That's all b'das Rashi. That akopanim lefi Rashi, even though Rashi holds that you need a behema shleim or an aver shalim, it's the Achrayim Mar Machiach that it's not midin the din of yediyah lechati shir. Chavetz Chaim just says bechlal it's an inyan of shiurin, and the Chazon Ish says that it's not an inyan of shir bechlal because the whole mechayiv is for the end. That's Rashi. Taisus does not like the mahalach of Rashi in the sugya. This question and other questions that why it's enough with the kezayis. Here, if you're Rashi, you need more than a kezayis. Taisa says that the din of ala shalim uchayiv means that akrava has to come from a behema shleima. Hainu, you have to start with the behema shleima. You don't need to be makriv of the whole behema in order to be chayiv. You need to start with the whole behema in order to be chayiv. Therefore, you're only chayiv for the first akrava that's being done. The later evarim you're pateran because the behema is already chaser. The first time that you're makriv, that you can be chayiv you because it came from a behema. The previous, the later hakravas are potter because the Hema was already chaser at the first takrava. The idea means of Vitaisis is that you need the chashivus that it's the hakrava of a carbon shalim. You don't need to be makriv a carbon shalim b'chutz to be chayivan. You need a hakrava from a carbon shalim. When the carbon is shalim, that gives chashivus to the hakrava. Another point here that the Gemara, we're in the Gemara, in Ula and in Rabbi Yechanan, that if you hold that madrinan peikin the gabi mizbeach, then you could be chayiv even without being makriv a davar shalim. So, in order to say that you need an Eivor Shalim or Behemah Shalim, you have to hold that Ein Madrinan Poikin. Not that you, Mandarmer that holds that you're Taka Chayiv and a Kazayis, and you don't need to come from a Behemah Shalim, is because Madrinan Poikin. This Gemara is difficult to understand. Alright, being the Rashi, being the Taisus, Chayiruz Nischadish Nar Gemara, a new din of Akrova by Chutz. If you need a Behemah Shalim and Eivor Shalim, by Akrova's Pinim, we never found this din that you need a Behemah Shalim or an Eivor Shalim. For the chiyah for elamai for the din of akrovas chutz, Torah gave a kpeda that has to be a chosh of akrova. He Rashi have to makriv the whole behema, or if you chazmish to fear ois the akrova of the behema. If you taste this, you need to be makriv from a behema shlema. It's all very nice for it's a new din that was said by chutz. So what does the Gemara say? But if matrin and paikin bifnim, if when a carbon that you makriv it fell out of the fire, you could put it back. So we see that there's a Torah akrova even on something which is not shalim. So who adin bachutz you could be chayiv even though it's not shalim. How can we learn out from that din to the din of chutz? By chutz, we said a new geder, a new chumrah in what type of akrava you need. You need a special type of akrava by akravas chutz. So madrinan poikin, it's true madrinan poikin, but that is not connected at all to akravas chutz. L'chayra, what you see from this gemara is that the maila of eiver shalim or behema shlema, b'yisoid is exists by akravas pinim also. You say by akrova's pinim also, the akrova is coming from a behemah shleima or an eiver shalim. It could be that b'diavad it's not ma'akif. By bifnim, you lose half of the behemah, it's not ma'akif, and you could bring what's left as a karbon. But you say the maila of eiver shalim and behemah shleima exists by akrova's pinim. That the akrova, it's a complete akrova. The akrova is being done on a whole karbon. Akrova is being done on a whole eiver. That's a maila in the akrova that's being done. So bechutz bifnim it's not ma'akif, and b'diavad you can also bring half a carbon. The Torah wanted the carbon to be brought, even though you're not doing the lechatchil type of akrava, the mahadrin min a mahadrin to bring the whole carbon. Bring whatever you have. Hashem gave bechutz. The Torah is only mechayiv me for what's called a complete akrava bifnim. That's the chayyur of the pshat. In Cain, the Gemara is gevaldik. Says the Gemara that if madrin and poikin bifnim, then we see that you can have a complete akrava bifnim, even though it's not done from it. It's not done from a behemah shleima. The whole chakira about the din of madrin and poikin, they get the parakh mizbeach makadish. But the chayyur mashma in our sugya, the din of madrin and poikin betem is a new din akrava. It's not that I'm completing the previous akrava. I tried and it didn't go so well, so now I go and I fear I said akrava and I put it back in. If so, then it doesn't help our sugya. Then it's still considered a akrava from what was done beforehand. If you learn the din of madrin and poikin, the Biskarav says betem is a new din akrava. That it was chadish, the first din akrava was over. Torah gave me a new din akrava on a half of an aver. So I see that I can have a full akrava bifnim on a half an aver. In Cain, once I see that exists bifnim, and maybe I can learn that to chutz. Why should there be any difference between bifnim and chutz? If you hold a madrin and poikin bifnim, the only time that we found a full akrava bifnim is on a behema shleim or aver shali. So again, that might not be ma'akev, but that the side din of akrava exists on a whole aver, or a whole behema. If madrin and poikin bifnim, we see that you could have a new din akrava even on something which is not a davar, not a behemah shleim or an eiver shalim. The Indian of what's called an eiver shalim, we see in Lachar that it not only exists in muktrei chutz. If you were learning in the Gemara, the side of an eiver shalim exists by muktrei pinim. What's called an eiver shalim? So the Karanayra and Daf Kuvtes and Mebez, Mikdash Davin and Simin Chavzayin, they say the what's called an eiver is like the Mishnah says in Maseches Tomit. The way they're marked with the Tamid, the Roish, and the Regel, the Adayim, the Ukitz, the Chaz, and the Geira, all the Ivarim that are mentioned there, that's together of an Eivor Shalim. Kinira has learned some Halachim Hashem Sinai, that that's what's called Ivarim in a carbon. So there's a Hashivus of an Eivor, a different Ivarim in the carbon. That is the Hashivus that's brought with him. That's the Seder, the way to bring a carbon with him is Take, Ivarim, Ivarim. And Mela, Bachutz also, we need that type of Akrov. So last point to mention here is the din of Muktrei Chutz. The Gemara brings a machlokes one time in the Gemara that also by Muktrei Chutz is a sad you could be chayiv even not on a Eiver Shalim, Why? Because also you hold Madrin and Poikin Bifnim. And also Bachut you can be chayiv. Just like Bifnim, Mukhtri Pnim, you can be chayiv and a kezayis. You don't need an Aver Shalim. Well, then Bachut, you can also be chayiv and something which is not an Aver Shalim. However, the Pashut in the Gemara is that we learn out Mukhtri Dinim of Mukhtri Chut from the Dinim of Mukhtri Pnim. Just like by Mukhtri Pnim, there's Din of Madrin and Poikin, which is Megala to me, that the Shira Krava is Bekezayis. You don't need an Aver Shalim. Well, then by Mukhtri Chut. The Rabbi Nechanan says a Nubshan in the Gemara that also by Chutz, there's Dinah Madrin and Poikin. Dinah Madrin and Poikin for Akravas Chutz. Which Akravas Chutz is he referring to? That I'm a Chuyiv to go bring it back up? It could be he's referring to Akravas Bama, which yesterday we'll see more. And the Hemshech HaSugya is that we learn for certain Dinah, we learn out Akravas Chutz from Akravas Bama. One of the Rabbi Nechanan learned that there's a certain Seder of Akravas Chutz, and if I see that by Akravas Chutz, Madrin and Poikin, and who by that, then that's megala to me that for a krova that was done bachutz, so it's called that it has a teres hakrova. Mentioned that Rashi says in Mukhtri Chutz, which yesterday Rashi Mukhtri Chutz is something which is oimedly kotter bachutz. There's a certain din of carbon which is to be brought bachutz. It has a seder hakrova bachutz. So also there's a din of Mukhtri of Madrin and Poikin for the din of hakrova bachutz. So just to summarize quickly, that in this din of the sugi here of Beim Shalim and Aver Shalim, Rashi's shita is that you need to be makariv the whole behemoth or the whole aver. And the Achronim ask on Rashi, why is it not connected to the sugya of Yediyah L'chati Shir? And some Achronim held that it was connected. Chavetz Chaim says that because it's not an issue of a shir, rather it's a tnai to be makariv the whole behemoth. So on this, there was no klal of Yediyah L'chati Shir. Chaznish says, fakert, that the fi Rashi, the ikar is the end. You complete that krov of the korban. But you yourself don't need to makir the whole thing. As long as you completed your chayiv, that you can be chayiv on a kezayis. Tai's opinion is that the carbon, that krov has to come from a behemah shalim or from an aver shalim. And afterwards, everything is called chaser. And we said that lachar, the inyan of bein behemah shalim and bein aver shalim is a din of a full hakrov of a carbon. Bifnim, it's supposed to be that way. Just bidyev is not ma'akev bifnim, bachut, it is ma'akev. And that's what the Gemara could learn now from mukdre pnim, the din of madrin and poikin, that we see a full akrava, even on something which is not a Beim Shleim or an Aver Shalim. We didn't have time today to talk about the last sugya, about the inyan of Bama or Mizbeach, what the shear of the Mizbeach is, Amir Tashem. We'll speak about that tomorrow before we get to Daf Kuftes. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shear from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daf and Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shear, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.